Chapter 9, The Kintan Strider Gambit. We go into the arms of those that remember us. Bush, Golden State. Do you know the ways of the Force? Do you understand the true nature of the dark side? No, but you can teach me. I'm young. I will learn. Darth Bane and Darth Xana. The war between the Jedi and the Sith has raged for 5,000 years, and it will end here, for all time. Darth Venge. Blood was running freely down his arms, staining the floor in scarlet rivulets. It hurt. Gods, it hurt. He hadn't known anything could hurt like this. I will teach you everything I ever learned about pain, Sidious told him, and those hated hands drifted across his shoulders. Nail skimmed his flesh, and he twitched but did not scream. At first he'd kept his silence, and that had angered the Sith Lord. Then he'd screamed until his throat had refused to produce another sound. But that had angered the Sith Lord, too. In fact, there was little that did not anger Sidious. So he learned to keep his silence again. By the time I am through with you, you will be able to withstand anything, Sidious promised. Anything. That almost sounded promising. Useful. As you command, Master, Obi-Wan replied, and hissed out a whispered curse when Sidious ran his hands through his hair. It was the only time the Sith's touch was gentle. He caught a second blast of lightning in his hand, but he was beginning to tire, and some of the harsh energy scorched his palm and sent pain lancing up his arm. He shook his hand in a futile attempt to rid himself of the pins and needles burn. He was tempted to chant the litany for serenity in his head, but that felt wrong. This was definitely not a moment for serenity, and he was not a Jedi. Sidious laughed, as if hearing the thought. You are doing better than I expected, though as you managed to kill off all your competition, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. No, Venge thought. Be surprised. I like it when you find that I have done unexpected things. You taught me well, Master, was all he said, before launching his own assault of Force Lightning at the Sith Lord. Sidious parried the attack by catching the energy, cradling the mass of blue lightning in his palms like it was an offering to the Force. The energy soaked into his hands. Sidious closed his eyes and sighed. Your hate has made you strong, far stronger than I ever anticipated. You should be proud. He didn't speak, didn't want to, for part of him was proud of what he had learned, and that made his insides twist in revulsion. Instead, he threw himself toward Sidious, lightsaber extended, and hoped his timing was right. Mace Windu and Adi Gallia emerged from the turbolift with four more armored Jedi behind them, all they could cram into the narrow compartment. The others were spreading throughout the rest of the Citadel, hoping to block off any potential escape routes. They stepped onto the observation deck, watching the furious exchange between the Sith Lord and Sith Apprentice. Mace noticed the blade that Venge wielded, and it brought a tight smile to his lips. Blue, not the blood-red blade of a Sith. Mace was willing to put credits on the table that it was the lightsaber Obi-Wan Kenobi had carried on the day Qui-Gon Jinn had knighted him. Adi ignited her blade, washing them both in deep blue light before he lit his own lightsaber, adding violet to the blue. For the first time since the Senate had dubbed Palpatine a traitor, Mace got a good look at the former Chancellor. Gone were his gentle mannerisms and soft blue eyes. This was a man possessed by darkness. His black cloak whirled around him like an extension of self as he fought, keeping Venge at bay by the barest of margins. Mace glanced at Venge and was surprised to realize that the long hair the Sith apprentice had seemed to favor was gone, hacked off at the neck. Copper strands were glued to his face with sweat, giving him a feral look that matched the ferocity in his eyes. Let's end this, Mace said, raising his lightsaber and marching forward with Adi by his side. Venge leapt back, Sidious's blade just missing his torso. He landed hard next to the railing. Sidious turned and smiled at Mace. Master Windu, Sidious called in greeting. His voice was a ruin, cracked and rough and full of malicious cheer. How delightful it is that you have joined us. Then Sidious noticed Adi, and the joviality vanished. His eyes seemed lit from within as he raised his hand and pointed at her. You! Adi offered the Sith a gracious smile. Something wrong, Lord Sidious? Do you feel thwarted to find that you do not see as clearly as you thought? In answer, Sidious raised his arms, One of the largest manifestations of Force lightning Reese had ever seen jumped across the room, heading straight for them. No! None of them had expected Venge to interfere. His arms were outstretched, the energy of the Force lighting his fingertips. Mace and Addy were shoved back towards the lift as a telekinetic wave roared past them. The lightning veered away, blowing out several of the observation windows and sending glass flying. Sidious, his hands still streaming dark energy, glared at Venge. Fool! He hissed, and thrust his right hand in Venge's direction. There was a strange thrum in the air. The visual light spectrum seemed to twist, before Venge was flung out into empty space with a strangled cry. Sidious gave Mace and Addy a dark smile. In a blur of motion, he was at the rail and jumping over, following his apprentice. What? You killed them? You killed them all? Anakin's voice was full of shock and horror. You're very welcome, he replied, his tone dry, trying not to think as he shifted the heavy, sleeping burden in his arms. There were bodies all around him. He'd hoped to spare Anakin this. There had been children in this camp. Children. Part of his soul was still screaming. If he never saw Tatooine again, it would be too blasted soon. You... why? Anakin asked in a plaintive voice, as he took his mother from Venge's arms, cradling her. He could have answered Anakin. Maybe one day he would be able to. For now, he could say only one thing. If anyone asks, young Padawan, do not mention me. You rescued your mother. Nothing more. You're asking me to lie, Anakin said, staring into his eyes. The yellow would not have been discernible in the darkness, but Anakin Skywalker was no fool. He smiled. No, Anakin. You are, after all, taking your mother home. Therefore, you are rescuing her. You will merely be speaking from a certain point of view. Anakin frowned, possibly thinking of his master. Part of the truth, not all of it. Yes, remember the lesson well, Anakin. Even the truth can be used against you if you allow it to be. They encountered a few more white-armored Jedi, and Qui-Gon was bemused to see Quinlan Vos among them, flanked by a second Padawan, Ahsoka Tano. Anakin, on seeing the girl they'd worked with on several occasions, couldn't help but grin. "Aren't you a little short for that armor, Snips?" he teased. "Aren't you a bit tall for a twit, Sky Guy?" the Togrutan Padawan retorted good-naturedly. Padme was walking beside Qui-Gon, ready to help if he stumbled. She rolled her eyes at the exchange. "Force, they are such children," she muttered. It was the first time he could remember smiling since he'd awoken in the labs. Turbolifts would have been better, but if there were more lifts in the Citadel than the three they had found, they were well hidden, and none went in the direction they needed to go. The staircases were easier to find, though steps had proved to be his undoing. Qui-Gon had filled his head with a foul litany when Anakin had picked him up and carried him down. They were going off to battle a Sith, and he was bloody helpless. Even his Force sense, though returning, was not reliable. The stairs were done with, but Anakin didn't put him down and quickened his steps. Qui-Gon decided not to complain further, for Anakin's newfound sense of urgency matched his own. "We're here," Anakin said, helping to settle Qui-Gon back on his feet. Their steps echoed in the silence of the great room, but that silence didn't last long. "Look out!" Luminara yelled. Qui-Gon took an unsteady step back as two black shapes, one of them touched with copper, fell towards them from somewhere above. He fought to breathe the entire way down. He'd let himself become too vulnerable, and it had almost cost him his life before the fight had a chance to progress. Venge gasped in a sharp rush of air, feeling cracked ribs protest. Then Sidious was upon him, even as they fell, snarling, and both of the Sith's hands reached for Venge's throat. He grabbed those hands, pushing back with the Force, but refusing to let go. Sidious shouted at him, and then had no choice but to cushion their landing himself, though Venge still took the brunt of it. His breath left his chest in another pained gasp, as he felt the horrible jar of impact all the way down his spine. Ceramic shattered, and it seemed that time slowed, for he could see tiny shards of black fly up from the floor. Then time rushed back. Ven shoved the Sith Lord away, and rolled, feeling broken tiles cut his back. He got to his hands and knees, coughing a mouthful of bright red blood onto the floor.
Lightsaber, where?
He sensed it and reached, and the satisfying feel of cold metal hit his right palm. He was up on his knees and turning without thought, and caught Sidious's blade on his own. The Sith Lord was grinning at him, pushing down, using his position and strength to make Venge fall back. Fuck that, Venge thought, his left hand curling up into a fist. He sent it flying towards Sidious's face, felt a moment of intense triumph when it cracked against the Sith's jaw. Something wrong, Master? His Padawan asked him, his eyes green in the dim light of the ship's lounge. That innocent tone hadn't fooled Qui-Gon for a long, long time. Qui-Gon was staring down at the Jajiric board, not yet willing to accept defeat. He had to admit, though, that he didn't see a victory waiting for him.
You know, I had expected to be guiding you through the nuances of this game for some time yet.
I'm terribly sorry to have defeated you, Master, Obi-Wan replied, contrite, but his eyes were dancing. Perhaps we could play again. Qui-Gon found himself laughing.
Of course we will. I have to regain my dignity, Obi-Wan. Now tell me how you managed to pull a Kintan Strider gambit right underneath my very nose.
His 17-year-old Padawan raised an eyebrow. Master, in games of strategy, it is considered unwise to tell your opponent how you plan to defeat him. Qui-Gon watched in horror as Sidious drove Venge into the floor. Tile exploding up from the force of the impact. Blood flew, and it was all coming from Venge. Before Qui-Gon could worry that the damage was done, that they were all too late, Venge shoved Sidious away with the force and called his lightsaber back to his hand, igniting the blade before their duel commenced anew. He stared, mesmerized. A blue lightsaber. Obi-Wan's lightsaber. It was the one Obi-Wan had been carrying when they had destroyed Maul together a lifetime ago. The part of Qui-Gon that had given up, that had crystallized in the light of what Venge had unleashed upon the galaxy, started to feel warmth.
I made my choice a long time ago.
Those were the last words Venge had whispered to Qui-Gon as he lay dying in the blasted cloning lab. He couldn't help but smile when he saw Obi-Wan's fist land a blow on Sidious's face. Sidious jumped back, whirling away from Venge as Adi Gallia and Mace Windu, followed by Neej Halcyon, flew down from above. The Sith Lord gave the approaching Jedi a cruel smile and waved his hand. Adi blocked the force shove, but Neja was not so lucky, and landed against the far wall with a short yell and a clatter. If the swearing Venge heard was any indication, Halcyon was fine. The white armor couldn't block a well-aimed blaster shot or a lightsaber, but it cushioned impacts well enough. He found himself with a twisted, pained smile on his lips. If he had any sense, he would have been wearing the stuff himself. Time to regain the Sith's undivided attention. He gestured, and the tile shards that lay scattered about the floor lifted into the air, veering with deadly intent for Sidious's unprotected neck. They didn't so much as graze him. The Sith Lord sensed the attack and flung the detritus aside, turning to face Venge once more.
Now, master, Venge rasped, offering Sidious a mocking smile. Before you get to go off and play with the other Jedi, you have to finish dealing with me.
The Sith Lord stared at him, as if trying to discern Venge's true motives.
Very well, he said, and advanced upon Venge with a gleeful smile.
When Master Windu would have followed Sidious, a forbidding glare on his face, Venge shook his head.
Don't worry, he said, his tone snide as he waved off the Jedi Master. You'll get your chance soon enough.
Don't follow, he repeated in his head, thought secure beneath impervious shielding.
Read between the dim lines, Master Windu.
Windu stopped at Venge's words, though his lightsaber was still raised.
You're only delaying the inevitable, he shouted.
Sidious chuckled at the Jedi Master's words.
He's right, you know. Even if you somehow defeat me, do you think they will forgive you, welcome you back into their fold?
Venge gained his feet and retreated, distantly aware of the Jedi that were beginning to stream out of corridors and from behind closed doors, intent upon their quarry. They did not come closer than the outer bounds of the circle, pausing to watch the duel unfold between master and apprentice. Sidious advanced, his steps taking him to the outer edges of the spiral pattern in the center of the room.
Think carefully, my apprentice. There are few who truly understand the strength you now possess. There are few who can see you for what you really are. You are nothing but what I have made you.
Venge stepped back until he was out of the spiral. Now ancient Sith glyphs, red upon black, were the only thing that lay between them. Everything that he had ever done in Sidious's name roared up within him, and with his mind full of screaming voices,
he could only whisper. I just want to go home.
Qui-Gon was standing with Anakin, Padme, Garen, Plo Koon, and Yoda, and it was only Anakin's firm grip on his arm that kept him from lurching forward at Obi-Wan's soft words. He saw Garen's hands, clenched into tight fists, and knew that he wasn't the only one who was feeling helpless.
Why aren't we doing anything? There are hundreds of us, he thought,
and from across the room, Adi Gallia met his near-frantic gaze.
Not yet, she said, her words clear and strong as she shook her head. You will know when the time is right.
That did nothing to reassure him, and the sound of Palpatine's cruel laughter chilled him to the bone. Qui-Gon was filled with horrible certainty that when the time was right, it would be far too late. The man who had almost succeeded in destroying a republic that had lasted 25,000 years laughed at him.
You will find that you cannot escape me so easily, my apprentice.
The laughter died, and Palpatine sneered at him.
You plan with a child's sloppiness. No Jedi will defeat me here today. I have foreseen it.
The bond between them flooded, and Venge gasped and sank to his knees as Sidious ripped him apart with pain from the inside out. He would not scream. Sidious had kept his promise from long ago. Pain was nothing. Venge could endure. Through the blind haze of agony and the sounds of shouting, was that Qui-Gon calling his name? He felt Sidious approach. When he could see again, the Sith was standing in front of him, staring at him with cold eyes and a false smile.
Was I wrong about you, my fiery apprentice? I did not think you so weak that you would not even attempt to fight back.
Venge looked down at the spire of glyphs that Sidious now stood upon and smiled. When he looked up at the man he had chosen to call master, he felt a gleeful madness of his own.
I don't need to, he said, and spat another mouthful of bright blood onto the spiral.
The blood soaked into the glyphs like water into desert soil. With the hiss of malice, the glyphs from an alphabet both ancient and terrible began to glow. Sidious had only one moment to stare in consternation at the floor before the glyphs turned bright green and moved.
What have you done?
The Sith Lord roared his fury. Helpless, for the glyphs that had once decorated the floor were now covering him, wrapping around him over and over again like a serpent trapping its prey. They lit on his robes and on his skin, uncaring, settling into place with the whispers of countless raging voices.
You always did have little use for old Sith magics, master, Venge whispered.
He got to his feet, his head still pounding from Sidious's last assault on his senses. It had taken him years to find this one gap in the Sith Lord's knowledge. With ancient Sith magic and the sacrifice of the tattered soul he had left, Venge had built a prison that could hold a Sith Lord. Sidious hissed at him, swearing, pride and fury warring with one another.
This is impossible! The blood needed to create something like this!
Venge felt his lips curl up in a cruel smile.
Didn't you ever stop to wonder where everyone had gone? All of your little miscreants, your servants and sociopaths? Didn't you wonder why your citadel was empty?
Qui-Gon stared in horror, aware that most of the gathered Jedi were doing the same. Even Adi Gallia, who had seemed to have some understanding of what Obi-Wan was up to. He knew of only two who watched impassively. Yoda was gazing at the tableau with unblinking, calm eyes, his hands wrapped around his gimmer stick. The other was his own Padawan, his eyes hard. There would be no mercy in Anakin's heart for Palpatine's fate. The Sith had stopped trying to free himself, and was now laughing at Obi-Wan, who bore a dangerous, predatory smile.
"Oh, you amuse me so!" Sidious exclaimed. All those years of trying to resist what you were becoming, and here you are, so well-versed in the ancient ways, Lord Venge.
The smile didn't fade, but Qui-Gon saw a muted flash of irritation in Obi-Wan's eyes.
If you hadn't been so disdainful of your own master's research, you would be unstoppable, Obi-Wan said, tone mild. I gave you the design for the trap myself as this place was being constructed, and you handed me the keys to your own destruction with a nod and a smile.
Do you think that you will remain untouched by the Jedi, my apprentice?
Sidious taunted, his mouth open in a rictus grin.
This is blood magic of the finest kind.
He raised his voice to address the watching Jedi.
Do you know how many beings your precious ally had to murder to create my cage?
318. Obi-Wan answered the Sith's challenge, his voice flat, face expressionless.
Were I in their position, I'd appreciate not having to fight my way through an army just to get in the front door.
Sidious's expression grew petulant, and he cast his gaze about the room. Other men in the situation might be looking for a sympathetic face, but Qui-Gon suspected that the Sith was just looking for a target. When Sidious's eyes fell upon Anakin, he conjured up a desperate smile that held little of its former charm. "Anakin, my friend, are you just going to stand there? We were friends, you and I. Will you not speak for me?" Anakin just snorted his opinion of that. "You sent Venge to influence the Tusken tribes into attacking my family. You wanted my mother dead. I don't consider that the action of a friend." Palpatine's smile became fatherly, yet mocking. "But you rescued her, Anakin. Surely you understand me a bit better now. You are one of us, dear boy, though you do not yet know it." Qui-Gon and Anakin glanced at each other, both of them disbelieving. "What makes you think I am anything like you?" Anakin retorted, eyeing the Sith Lord disdainfully. Qui-Gon shook his head, concerned, for he knew that Anakin had responded just as the Sith wanted him to. Obi-Wan was giving the Sith a hard, angry stare, but Sidious paid him no mind. "Your mother was working on Cabre Station when my master found her," Sidious said in a soft voice that still carried throughout the room. "She was a healthy slave, one no one would think twice about, still capable of bearing children, and strong in the Force." This time it was Qui-Gon's grip on Anakin that kept the latter from stumbling forward, and the Dark Lord's words tumbled forth like a hateful confessional. "Plagueis the Wise had learned much of the ancient Sith arts, and with that knowledge he created the tool that would be the fulfillment of prophecies both light and dark. You, young Skywalker," Sidious hissed, smiling in the face of Anakin's shock. "You were created by a Sith. You were one of us." "You're lying!" Padme cried, both of her hands gripping her husband's. She was a steady, fierce presence, not backing down in the face of Sidious's words. "Anakin is not like you!" Palpatine shook his head, laughing at them. "I have never lied to him, have I, Anakin?" Anakin was looking down, his eyes wide, and Qui-Gon was at a loss. He had no idea how to handle this, for he had sensed the truth in Sidious's words. Despite that, he knew that it did not matter. Anakin had long ago proven himself to be a Jedi.
"She's right,"
he whispered across their old training bond, hoping that he would be heard. "You are not like him, Anakin." Anakin glanced up at him, and it seemed to Qui-Gon that there was a spark of memory in his eyes. "Part of the truth, not all of it," he murmured. But Qui-Gon did not think the words were meant for him. Anakin lifted his head, and when he faced the Sith Lord again, his eyes were calm, his gaze serene, for Anakin anyway. "You have never lied to me, no, but you do not tell me everything. You dole out the truths that are useful to you, that help you to manipulate the people around you." Sidious scowled, but it was Obi-Wan who spoke. "What about it, Lord Sidious? Why don't you tell him the whole truth?" The Sith Lord glared at Obi-Wan in impotent fury. "Why don't you tell him what Plagueis discovered, that darkness cannot create life? He had to step into the light to create his tool, and it exhausted him. That was the only way you could destroy your master, by slipping a blade into his heart while he lay in helpless slumber." Obi-Wan smiled. "Anakin was born free." Palpatine hadn't given up yet. He looked back at Anakin, and his eyes were glittering with malice. "Do you still hide your actions of that day? Do you still think of how much death you wrought because of your efforts to retrieve your mother?" Qui-Gon almost started, for that was something he had never known. Anakin had only said that he and Padme had gone to Tatooine when the dreams of his mother had become dreams of her dying, that he had rescued her and brought her home. He didn't have worried. Anakin gave the Sith a broad grin in response. "I didn't kill anyone that day." For a brief moment, Sidious's expression was perplexed. Then he turned to Obi-Wan, and his eyes were filled with rage. "You!" he hissed. "You killed them!" "You felt the deaths of many killed in a rage, and you sensed that Skywalker was near. You saw what you wanted to see." Obi-Wan laughed at the Sith. "I told you that your overconfidence would be your undoing, Lord Sidious. You should have heeded my warning." Obi-Wan half turned to look at something on the far side of the room. "Commander, you're running late." Qui-Gon had been so intent upon the Sith that he had missed the arrival of a new contingent of troopers. Several columns streamed in through the main entryway, spreading out and taking aim at the center of the room where Obi-Wan and Sidious stood. None of these soldiers had the distinctive green stripes that the Jedi bore. One clone trooper with the red stripes of a commander walked forward and saluted Obi-Wan. "Sorry, sir, but mop-up operations took longer than we anticipated." "What is this?" Sidious hissed, turning his hate-filled gaze back on Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan smiled, a slow upturn of his lips that matched the sharp gleam of triumph in his eyes.
"I told you that Jedi were a distraction, and still you did not think beyond their presence. You were so concerned about them that it blinded you to the true threat. Bly."
Obi-Wan turned his attention back to the red-striped commander.
"Do you have your target?"
"Yes, sir," Bly responded, the blaster rifle in his arms pointed squarely at Palpatine. Obi-Wan gave the Sith one last amused look.
"How many blaster shots can you block at once, Master?"
he asked, stepping away from the spiral before issuing one last order.
"Shoot him."
The Sith did better than Qui-Gon expected, even bound and hampered as he was by the glowing sigils that burned into him. He deflected a multitude of shots with the Force, not even flinching when a bolt slipped through his guard and scored his arm. The air filled with red streaks of blaster fire and rising smoke. There were many voices shouting out their surprise, for the clones attacking the dethroned Chancellor were not what any of them had expected. Flashes of blue and green joined the melee as the watching Jedi deflected laser blasts that came too close. In all of the chaos, Qui-Gon was barely aware of Anakin's grip on his arm, still keeping him steady. Obi-Wan had met his eyes, staring at him, likewise unconcerned by the turmoil unfolding around him. His lips were quirked in a wry, self-deprecating smile, and all at once Qui-Gon felt the spit dry up in his mouth. He knew. Qui-Gon had never been much of a strategist, preferring to step from moment to moment. Over the last 6 years, Obi-Wan had taught him to become one, feeding him information and clues with gestures and hints. He could put it all together now, and knew this for what it was. Qui-Gon had started it all by introducing his red-haired young Padawan to the game of Djirik. Obi-Wan was brilliant at it, had bested his master at the game time and time again. The clones would not wake, even if Sidious managed to get his essence into one. Qui-Gon doubted that the clones were capable of achieving consciousness. The Jedi hidden away, thought to be dead by friend and foe alike. Bly's presence, a clone that would follow the orders of the Supreme Chancellor, but the Chancellor had been dethroned. The Sith had made sure that control of the army would go to his apprentice, for Bly deferred to Obi-Wan. The spiral prison on the floor, composed of ancient Sith glyphs, markings that matched the spiraled patterns of black ink on Obi-Wan's body. Benji's projected illusion, speaking in the council chamber.
If I die, he can't make the first transfer to one of his damn clone bodies.
He needs a conduit for that. I need you to stop me. Qui-Gon remembered the words spoken on a hillside they had not seen in almost 15 years.
I do not think we will see each other again. I wanted the chance to say goodbye.
Kintan Strider, Qui-Gon said, the words the barest whisper. What's that? Anakin asked, giving him a confused look. His current Padawan had never learned the term. Anakin Skywalker was terrible at Djirik. Plo Koon answered for him. It's a Djirik move, a bluff. The Kintan Strider is your strongest piece in the game, but you sacrifice it. It masks the move that will win the game. His former Padawan was running the most brilliant Kintan Strider gambit the galaxy had ever known, and Obi-Wan was using himself as the Kintan Strider.
No!
In that moment, Sidious was overcome. He died with a cry of rage on his lips and a multitude of laser burns on his body. The death of Tyrannus had taught him what to expect. When the wall of dark energy spread out, he shielded his eyes with his arms and protected his body with the Force. The energy buffeted him, seeking and shrieking with the echoes of the Sith's anger, and then it began to pull back. When he dropped his arms, there was a great mass of roiling violet energy floating above the floor where Sidious had been imprisoned. In the Force he could hear the Sith Lord's voice.
"Foolish whelp! Cursed apprentice! When I have form again, you will die!"
Venge grinned and spread his arms wide, his voice mocking.
"Oh, come now, Lord Sidious. Where do you think you're going to go?"
The glyphs that were branded into his skin started to burn. He'd been right. This was going to hurt. In a sharp whisper, he said,
"You think that I would not plan for this, too?"
The cloud of dark energy drifted forward, and he could feel Sidious fighting against the unrelenting pull. Sidious would have sensed the children in Padme's womb, and knew they would be better vessels for his strength than any clone. The Sith Lord would never get that opportunity. He would never touch their lives.
"What have you done?"
Sidious roared.
"The line of Bane will end," he whispered,
and the glyphs on his body lit up like fire as they recognized the Sith's energy and drew it inward. It was bad enough that Palpatine did not dissipate with death. They had all flinched away from that dark explosion of energy, only to look up and realize that Sidious still existed. The dark nimbus that floated above the spiral was his essence unleashed, And in the forest, the Sith Lord's voice was howling his wrath, deafening Qui-Gon with his fury. Seeing Obi-Wan spread his arms, teeth bared, just before he was swallowed by that violet cloud, was one of the most soul-wrenching things Qui-Gon Jinn had ever witnessed. Then, all was silent. It seemed to him that the only sound in the room was Obi-Wan's desperate struggle to breathe under the weight of the malevolence that he now carried within himself.
"O gods above and below, Obi-Wan,"
Qui-Gon thought, horrified.
"What have you done?"
Obi-Wan rested on his knees, his arms wrapped around himself. There was blood on his lips, and his amber eyes were almost shining in the dim light. His throat worked, and after a long, terrible moment, he managed to speak a word.
"Addie."
Addie Gallia was staring at Obi-Wan, her eyes dark with grief. "Obi-Wan, no! Gods, if I'd known what you were up to!" Obi-Wan smiled, the expression pained, and Qui-Gon could have been force blind, and he still would have sensed the strain coming from the would-be Sith.
You have to do this."
His head fell back, his smile becoming a grimace as his eyes fluttered shut.
"I can't hold him forever. He burns."
"Stand against the light, the Sith cannot." Yoda repeated his earlier words, but his ears were lowered, his head bowed. "Do so, we must." If Qui-Gon hadn't already known where this was going, he would have been screaming. As it was, tears were rolling unheeded down his face, burning his skin. Beside him, Anakin was staring at Obi-Wan, his face full of stunned anguish, before he turned and wrapped his arms around his wife.
"How?"
Obi-Wan made a strangled sound as he struggled to get to his feet.
"How do you defeat darkness, Master Gallia?"
he whispered. This was brilliant and terrible, and for the first time in his life, Qui-Gon Jinn wanted to curse the Force. Addie managed a tremulous smile in return.
"Force light, you stubborn, willful bastard. You'll die."
Obi-Wan's eyes cracked open, and there was a flash of blue as he raised one eyebrow.
"Then what the hell are you waiting for?" He drew in a deep breath. "Do it!"
"We are Jedi," Addie intoned, lifting her hands while tears streamed from her eyes. The tips of her fingers were already alight as she called upon the Force.
"The light is our strength."
Yoda looked up, his eyes blazing green and vibrant.
"The Force is my ally," he said, and he held one hand out, a bright light appearing in his outstretched palm.
Quinlan Vos, who had battled the darkness within himself since he and Alea Secura had nearly been driven mad by a mind wipe and the necessity of relearning how to be Jedi.
"We are lights against the darkness," he said, and the light that they were creating grew stronger.
The gloom of the room was pushed back, the air of menace dwindling. Mace Windu, his face solemn. "Life over destruction," he said, and the first hints of light touched the floor where Obi-Wan was standing. He was shaking, though from fear or exertion or pain, Qui-Gon did not know. Anakin next, still holding on to Padme, but his eyes were clear.
"We are the guardians of peace, and we bring light."
Nija Halcyon, with a bruise spreading across his cheek. "We find ourselves in a dark place, but the light will push back the shadows." Garen Mohn, his voice trembling.
"I am of the light, and I carry it with me always."
Jedi after Jedi, for more than 200 of them, touched the light of the Force and brought it forth. The room filled with light, reflecting off of all of their faces, leaving nothing untouched. The Sith Lord was no longer shouting his fury. Instead, all they could hear were the faint sounds of a man voicing his desperation. Sidious, it seemed, felt fear after all. Qui-Gon looked at the man he had chosen to love, despite the path they had been forced to walk, and he could only breathe out the words.
"Love over hatred," he said,
and the Force light they created became blinding. It centered over the copper-haired man standing before them, bathing Obi-Wan in a column of white light. Not once did he shrink from it. Before they lost sight of him in the purifying fire of the Force, Qui-Gon heard a bone-chilling scream, and it broke what was left of his heart. The Sith Lord fought them where Obi-Wan did not, shouting and gibbering and trying his best to escape the light. But there was nowhere for him to go, no place that the Force did not touch. With a last, tortured howl, the Sith's senses broke apart, swallowed up by the void. It took long minutes for the light to fade, for the Jedi to release the power they had tapped into. Qui-Gon breathed in clean air for the first time in what felt like an age, and barely noticed, for he had eyes only for the body lying on the floor, pale and still. The ends of his copper hair just brushed the broken remains of the spiral. Addie stepped forward, Mace just behind her, and Quinlan and Garen emerged from the throng of armored Jedi to join them.
"Go,"
Qui-Gon whispered, and his legs shook from new, unaccustomed strain as Anakin ran to join them. Qui-Gon and Padme stood together, both of them weeping. He did not think he could bear this, despite knowing for years that death was Obi-Wan's most likely fate. Qui-Gon did not want to look down on that beloved, mischievous face and see dead, staring eyes. It was Addie's startled curse that captured his attention, and he looked up to find the other master on her knees next to Obi-Wan. She glanced up and locked eyes with Qui-Gon, amazement on her face.
"He's alive!"